In a letter to legislative leaders, Spectrum Gaming Group requested a new deadline of November 1st to complete the study. The request came after state economists questioned the economic models used in the report. Senate Gaming Committee Chairman Garrett Richter says the delay was necessary because the information being presented is complicated.
When we got the draft of the report, it was difficult to understand. There's a lot of information in the report, and Spectrum requested an extension on the deadline, and I thought it was appropriate for the legislature to go ahead and grant that extension.
The authors of the report will appear before the Gaming Committee on Monday to explain some of their findings. The committee will get public input at four meetings around the state through November, and comments will be accepted online. Lawmakers will use information from the study and from public workshops when they consider revamping Florida's gambling laws early next year. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.